This is St. Louis Public Radio. Major General Donna Martin is the first woman to be in charge at Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri's Ozarks. The 53-year-old is also only the second African-American to hold the post in the installation's 78-year history. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All sat down with her and asked her how she balances the responsibilities to the military and to the community that relies upon the base.
I don't find it difficult to prioritize my mission. My foremost priority will always be the training mission here at Fort Leonard Wood. Now, I think right alongside of that, we always have to keep our community members informed, and I do that in a variety of settings as well. You know, I meet with our community partners quarterly. We sit down and we talk about what's going on the base, what's going on in the community, and how they impact each other. So we have a great relationship with our outside community. So I don't find it a battle of prioritization as much as that I think of it as a mutual collaboration.
For people who may live in the Waynesville, St. Robert area, mm-hmm. what do you think they might see happen at Fort Leonard Wood while you're here that would look like a change or something that would be different that they would perceive?
So I think the biggest change would probably be the airport. So now we have a regional airliner from Contour Air that flies two flights a day with 30 passenger jets. That's probably the biggest change that everyone will see. And you know, not just our local community will see that, but also the rest of the Army. And that's good for not only the community, but for Fort Leonard Wood, because that brings more people here. And so they will see what's available and what's readily here at Fort Leonard Wood. So we're very, very proud of that.
You've had a long and distinguished career in the military. How has military preparedness changed? How do you think it's going to change? And how is Fort Leonard Wood going to be able to adapt to those changes?
So that's a great question. So, you know, the Army's changing a lot. You know, with the stand-up or the enactment of Army Futures Command, that's a real change. So looking towards modernization, that role that Army Futures Command plays in modernization is absolutely essential to what we do here at Fort Leonard Wood. So we have the proponents for those three regiments that I talked about, and they are actively engaged in how the Army is modernizing. So there's a direct link to the future and what is currently going on here at Fort Leonard Wood.
I know that politics is something that the armed forces tries to stay out of as much as possible, but there are definitely those times where an administration will say, hypothetically, take money away from an Army construction project to go to another source, or the Base Realignment Commission may flare up again. To what extent do you feel the need to keep track of those things and to have a proactive role in them?
Well, you know, Jonathan, you know, the Army is controlled by our civilian leadership. And so if there's a decision made, we are always in touch with our congressional leaders and our politicians. So do I feel a need to stay engaged with that? Absolutely. And they understand how important Fort Leonard Wood is to the region. So there's a huge collaborative effort that always goes on with our political leaders. So nothing's new with that. I don't think there's any change to that.
When I walked into your office, I couldn't help but walk by the portraits of the previous commanders here. It's all a bunch of white men. You do not check either of those boxes.
No.
So do you feel like that means anything? What does that mean to you?
I don't think it, you know what I think it really means? I think it means to a lot of females, young women in particular, that anything is possible, and that even though the Army may have a tradition of what it has looked like, there's always possibilities for the future. And so I hope that I give hope, and that when young women look at my picture along that row of distinguished gentlemen, that they see that there's hope for anybody. And I believe that as long as you work hard, you have a dream, and you can see the bigger picture, your picture too can be on that wall.